Coach, with a minute 35 to go, you're down 12. You cut it to one and have an opportunity. How proud are you of how this group undermanned continued to fight for you in Indianapolis?
Yeah, very proud. Very proud of these guys. I mean, we even thought that was close to a travel there on the baseline. But they fought their butts off, you know, undermanned. Brandon in foul trouble, back hurt. Isaiah comes in there. I just told him, man, just leave it all out there. You know, it's March. It's winter, go home. They did that. So they should hold their heads high. They gave a great effort. I mean, Ohio State is a terrific team, but a terrific job by our guys in Providence.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned Brandon Johnson. He just exudes toughness. You could tell he was really hobbled out there. Towards the end of the game, did it finally get to the point where he was like, I'm done? Because you elected to go small, and it worked. Did it get to the point, though, where he just said, I can't go anymore?
I'm not sure he'd ever say that, to be honest. I mean, he's so tough. He was in foul trouble, and I thought Isaiah was moving better. And I just thought he was a little bit quicker to the ball. But I walked out of the locker room at halftime, and Brandon was in front of me. It was just me, him, and the security guard. And I said, Brandon, you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. And he looked like he couldn't even walk. So I was just like, I was trying to monitor that. And plus, I thought Isaiah was really doing some good things.
Coach, obviously, we're not there and don't want to put you in a position to critique the officials, but we're just curious, what was the explanation you were given when Marcus Carr got the most egregious, what I would think of any type of flagrant foul to the face of an elbow by Kyle Young? What was the explanation that you received?
They said it was a basketball play. And I said, well, Trey Williams was a basketball play too in the first half.
Right.
You know, so is what it is. You know?
Yeah, we were just more curious because the angles that we saw, it was a no-brainer. But anyway,
it looked like he got crushed, but right. Not the reason he lost.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I mean, the crazy thing, not to belabor it, is if you're going to call Williams for the play, there's no way you can't call that one. And that's the frustrating part as a coach or a fan or a broadcaster watching these guys try to implement a rule that there's no real guideline. And it's illogical. It's literally illogical. You either have to be brain dead or biased to make those calls. But it is what it is. And then, like you said, maybe a near travel at the end. But it isn't the reason. As you said, you're down 12. You made a couple of runs. You cut it to four in the first half, 24-20 with 4 minutes to go, and then the Buckeyes answered, and then you cut it to four with like 7 minutes to go in the second half, and Ohio State hit six in a row, and we thought maybe that was it, and then you guys had another run yet in it. As you mentioned, Ohio State's a good team, but man, you kept giving them shots. You kept giving them shots, and just finally at the end, just not enough.
Yeah, but two starters out, another starter really hobbled in Brandon. A backup big opt out, so to show that fight versus a top 10 team was awesome. So yeah, like I said, we put our heart and soul into that court in Indianapolis, and I'm proud of him.
What about Marcus late, man? He hit some threes. He got to the line. He at the end, he along with his teammates, got you into that one as he cut it to one.
He's just got like that, whatever that is, that clutch gene, that a lot of these guys have, but not a lot of guys have. But yeah, he made some big shots down the stretch. I mean, he's, who knows what the future holds for him. But it'll be a big off season for him to kind of gather some information. Hopefully the world gets a little bit more back to normal so that he can evaluate where, his game is at and see if he has a chance to get drafted and move on to the next level. I mean, if we can have three guys back to back to back leave early, that's a feather in our cap for a program.
Yeah, no question about that. And what it brings to a close the season. I mean, I don't care if you coach for another 25 years and anyone coaches for that long, you're never going to see what you and the team, and not just the Gophers, every team, what they went through to get through this year to play 29 games.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of sacrifice. We got up at 6:30 this morning. We're on a bus getting tested. And I'm not like saying that's why we lost by four, but just the amount that goes into just playing the game that you love. If you don't love to play basketball, playing in the middle of a pandemic is not for you. And it was a lot more challenging, not in a bad way. They're great kids, but like anyone else, every day is a little bit different and unique when you're in the middle of a pandemic, but they were a fun group to be around. They were positive all the time. Even when the injuries hit, this is a team that tied a school record for ranked wins, and injuries hit, and obviously the rest is history. But very, very proud of these guys.
Well, very good. What a game here. Certainly gave it everything you had. It was fun to watch. It was fun to live and die right to the end, and just not quite enough. But take what you can from in terms of how proud you can be of this group.
No doubt. You know, like I said, I mean, they had every reason to lay down today. They did not, you know, so they should be proud of themselves. You know, it's I look at every team that we're playing. I say, hey, if I took their second and third best players off their rosters, would they be as good? And clearly that's not the case. But you had guys showing unbelievable heart and grit and determination. So they should be proud of themselves, and they should be proud of their attitudes through the whole year. I mean, you look all around college basketball, there was a lot of wacky things, you know, a lot of wacky records. But that's when you play basketball in the middle of a pandemic. So we hold our heads high. We're proud of those guys, and get back home.
Well, and we appreciate you, obviously, as weird times with injuries and weird times with pandemics. You were always cooperative and never had any issue. We certainly appreciate how you've handled the year with us as well. Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.